Ahoy everyone, welcome to the audio journal of Voyagers Under Sail. This is recording number 11. Right now it's August 7th, 18, and it's 3 o'clock. The first leg of our voyage is over. We did a 2 days and two nights voyage from Martigues here to Minorca, the north part of Minorca. It was a 205 nautical miles passage. The weather was really calm. We almost had no wind all the way through. We had to run under the engine. It's a little bit ironic. We are calling ourselves Voyagers Under Sail, and here we go. We do almost 2 days and two nights under engine. But we had to leave. I wanted to leave the port, and if we are not to leave 2 days ago, probably we had to wait another 4 or 5 days before we'll have any favorable wind for this passage. So despite all of this, I decided to make the passage under engine, and here we are. We are already in Minorca. It was a beautiful passage despite doing it under engine. First of all, the sea was extremely calm. In the morning of the second day, so to speak, the reason I'm saying so to speak, we left on Sunday at 12 o'clock. So on Monday morning, the sea was absolutely calm, not a wrinkle on the surface of the sea, and the sunrise was spectacular. There were no clouds in the sky, so it was a picture perfect, book perfect sunrise of the sun from the sea. The reason I insist on this is because it was something unique. Usually we have some clouds on the sky, the sea would be slightly agitated, or it would be a little bit of waves or a little bit of a wrinkle in the surface of the sea, but this sea, this morning, the surf was clean, clear, motionless as a mirror. Okay, so that was an amazing experience. At the same time, like the Sunday to Monday night, I did my watch with David, and we saw so many shooting stars, like at least 20-25 shooting stars through our watch. It was again, of course, a clear sky, and there was no moon until around 2 o'clock in the morning. So in the middle of the night, there was absolutely no moon on the sky. The sky was deep, dark, just the stars, nothing else to spoil the spectacle, okay? So that was Sunday towards Monday. Then Monday, in the middle of the day, when we were really halfway through our leg, when we were just 100 miles away from our destination, I stopped the engine again, clean, clear sea, no waves, nothing. And we took a 1 hour break and went for a swim and had a bit of fun in the sea. That was another lovely experience. We had absolute lunch, and later we moved on. Only last night, towards 1 o'clock, 12, 1 o'clock, the wind started to blow, and it became uncomfortable. The wind started to blow around 10 to 12 knots, but it was on the nose, so it didn't take more than half an hour to 1 hour to build a bit of waves, and trying to motor into the waves, it definitely wasn't comfortable. So we put the head sail up, and we changed our course a little bit, and we kind of motor sailed to still make a bit of progress towards the island, but without having to bash into the waves. The reason I didn't put both sails up and I didn't just sail, it's because I wasn't ready for this. The main sail didn't have the buttons in, and I didn't want to do that in the middle of the night. I just wanted to be safe. It's quite worrying when you realize that you are the only person who actually knows what's going on with the boat. You want to be careful, you don't want to fall overboard or anything like that. So I was extra cautious, extra safe, and just did what felt safe last night. Towards the morning, the wind changed direction and we managed to motor sail again. And after around 9 o'clock, the wind was really in our favor. And we managed to arrive under sail here in Minorca for the past few hours of our voyage. Once we arrived here, we picked a lovely anchorage in a, I wouldn't say crowded place, but, you know, a little bit of people around us. Because even Claudia said, you know, after 2 days and two nights alone on the sea, you don't really want to go and to be alone in a, in an anchorage. You want to, you know, have some people around you, see a bit of life. And we are happy for choosing this anchorage. I don't have the chart handy, but give me a second. Yeah, we are basically west of Fornells. There is a little anchorage called Cala de Tirant, and this is where we are right now. And probably we'll spend the next few days in this area of the island, or maybe try to make our way towards the other side of the island. And I'd say that's it for this recording. I'll tell you more next time, which is probably going to be in a couple of days. All the best.